stories that I'd like you to understand a little bit about our family. The author, Walter Fleming, co-founder of WIM, World Indigenous Missions, was married to May for many, many years. She passed away, and he remarried a widow named Kathy. As you hear some of these stories, this will help you understand who we're speaking of. Similarly, his younger brother, Bruce, who gave testimony in two of the stories you're about to listen to, was married for 54 years, happily, to his wife, Reba, who passed away a number of years ago. He remarried, also a widow, in 2021, and that would be me, Carol Fleming, who is narrating some of these stories for you. We hope that clears it up, and we hope you enjoy hearing the testimonies given in these true stories from Touch of Heaven by my brother-in-law and longtime missionary, Walter Fleming. God bless you as you listen. Enjoy. The Touch of Heaven by Walter Fleming, narrated by Carol Fleming. Adventures with God by Bruce Fleming. Reba and I became interested in each other on a mission trip to Mexico with my brother Walter. We visited a children's home and decided that was what we wanted to do with our lives. It was over 2 years later before we got married, but the idea of caring for children was still in our hearts. Reba started working in a children's home in Kansas when she finished college, and I went into the Army at one point when I thought that she was not going to marry me. While I was in the Army, I asked her to come to North Carolina and marry me. I had great plans for how we would spend our lives caring for children. I had no idea that it would start that very first month, but the lady downstairs had a baby and became sick and could not care for it, so Reba did. Reba found out that the state needed foster parents for newborns, and she quickly applied. Over the next few years, we cared for around 50 babies as well as a few older children. We never built the children's home we had dreamed of, but for the next 40 years, we were rarely without children to care for, as well as our biological and adopted children. It has been a great adventure God has taken us on. We thank God for the great privilege He has given us to share His love for children. God Answers Wishes by Bruce Fleming. God has done many wonderful things in my life, but the things that stand out the most are the ones I did not ask Him for. Before I was even conceived, He gave me wonderful, loving parents to raise me and teach me about His love through showing me how to love. A wonderful childhood shared with a great brother and four loving sisters helped me to prepare for how I would serve God in the future. Sometimes God gives you something wonderful, something you did not even realize you needed. I believe that is what God did when He brought me together with my wife, Reba. I was a wild rebel, thinking of nothing much but my own wants and probably headed for major trouble. Reba, on the other hand, was in Bible college because she wanted to serve God. She probably wanted a husband to serve with her, but God knew that by putting us together, He could do a lot more than either of us hoped for. Sometimes we forget the simple things that shape our lives. Things like being raised in the church and being taught that God is always present and in control. I can never remember a time in my life when I was not conscious of God's presence. This did not keep me from doing wrong. I still was tempted to steal and lie, and sadly did, but never without knowing I was doing wrong and would answer for it. One particular time that God granted the desire of my heart stands out. Although God has answered many prayers, This stands out in my mind and heart because I would not have even considered asking God for such a thing. It wasn't really a need at all. While I was serving my last year in the Army, God completed the work needed to bring Reba and me together. She was in Kansas working at a children's home, and I finally asked her to come to North Carolina and marry me. God moved her to say yes, and when she arrived, David Darnell married us in his front room. That was 54 years ago, and by many miracles, God has kept us together. As I finished my enlistment in the Army at Fort Bragg, David asked me if I would fill the pulpit as interim pastor for a small church in Lumberton, North Carolina, until they could find a pastor. Reba and I accepted that was the way God was going to use us, and after a few weeks of serving interim, they called us to remain as their official pastor and move into the parsonage in Lumberton. While living there, Reba wanted to learn more about baking, but the oven in the parsonage was very small. So one day we were looking at a Sears catalog, and there was this beautiful yellow double oven stove, but it cost so much, and we knew there was no way we could ever afford it. This is when I said in an off-the-cuff manner, "Maybe God will give it to us someday." I was not at all serious, and we both laughed. I really wanted to be able to give her that stove. I just knew it was impossible for us, and I would not consider asking God for such a thing just because we wanted it. We really did not need it. 2 days later, David called me and said that he did not know if I needed it or not, but Colonel Bell had come to him and asked him to call me. It seems that, about 4 weeks earlier, he and his wife had seen the very same stove and bought it. Now, he had been reassigned, so they had to move, and he thought God was telling him to give the stove to Bruce. He wanted David to call me and ask if I could use it. Was this God? No one could ever tell Reba and me that it was anything but a loving God giving us the desires of our heart. Colonel Bell and I did not know each other very well. He did go to the same church before I took over the Lumberton Church pastorate, and we both went to David's Bible study, but other than that, we never had any contact. Reba and I had told no one of our silly desire, and yet it was the exact same stove we had seen. After all God has blessed me with in my life, I sit here crying over a stove that he gave me without asking. I am sure God does this all the time, and so often we miss it. I stand amazed at the God we serve. He is a loving, living God who cares about our every desire. If we could only know all that he does in our lives, we would not stop telling everyone we meet about him.